Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to session number two of the Business Development and Goal Setting Workshop. This is Rem Jackson. Now, today is all about getting organized, being able to take that list of all of the things that we have that is really, you know, really it's overwhelming. You know, we have a professional and a personal list of things that we have to get done. And the truth is, we really don't ever get very much done on that list. You know, most of us are just keeping our nose above water so we don't drown. And we never get to the important stuff. It's not urgent, not the things that are burning the house down, the things that are really going to cause a problem. We never get to those. We never get to all of those planning things and knocking things off and really, really being able to be organized and feel like we have things under control. Consequently, we're totally stressed out all the time, literally racked with guilt and I would say drowning in a sea of obligations and work. And this is true whether you're the doctor that owns the practice, you're an associate doctor, or anyone else that works inside the practice. We all have this. And you know what happens is, so you're most of us are trying to keep this list of things that are, you know, issues for us that we have to take care of in our heads. You know, so every once in a while you think about something, and usually it's 3:30 at night when you're totally upset. You know, you wake up in the middle of the night, you're like, I've got so many things to do, I got to do it. And then, you know, you go back to sleep and then you really forget it until it pops up again. Some of us are list keepers, and lists are good. The problem with lists is that they, without doing any kind of organization around those lists, is, you know, they're just lists, and they really look like this overwhelming mountain of things that we have to take care of. How do you organize it? How do you go from what Gary Keller calls your could-do list? These are all the things I could do, and by the way, aren't going to anyway. How can you get that down into your should-do list, the single most important things I've got to do? And that's the purpose of this exercise today. If you've done this with me in the past, this is a wonderful opportunity to go back and revisit what you've done before. Most people, when I ask them, hey, you know, have you ever done this? They'll say, yeah, you know, I did that and it was great. And then they often will say, and you know, I should do that again. Well, my advice is let's do it this time, and then let's just review it every week, right along with our 12-week execution plans, so that we can just begin to really, really get these things done so that there's less and less that you have to accomplish. You're always feeling relaxed, not stressed, because you know you've got it under control, and you know that in the fullness of time, these things are going to happen. So here's how we start. Step one, first thing you got to do, if you've never done this, you have to write it all down. Now, what I like to do is make a 3-hour appointment with myself that I won't break for anything. You sit down in a quiet place where nobody's going to bother you. Your phone is off. If you're using a computer, the internet is off. Nothing can pop up and distract you. And this is when you really begin to work through this list of everything, your entire giant to-do list. You know, every item that you have to do at work, all of the projects, all of the things that need to be taken care of, all of those errands, all of the, you know, clean the garage. I always use that as a great example. Even you might put something on there, date my spouse. Are you planning that? Are you doing that? Spend more time with my children. Plan our vacation. Fix the EHR. Fire an employee. Get your marketing working really well. On and on and on and on. Write it all down. Think of everything and anything that you're not getting done. You know, make some categories in your personal life, in your home. You know, I have lots of projects. Well, you know, to tell you the truth, I used to have a lot of projects around the house. And now my list of things that I have to get done in my personal life around the house is currently down to 3 things. And believe me, it used to be monumental. Now, Diane and I have a certain like projects for our, you know, again, for our life, for our home that we work on. But that's in another spot, and that's being managed by someone who's more competent than I am. So, you know, this is how you do it. So first things first, take some time. Really, really think. Just go through everything. Imagine all the different parts of your life and get it all down on a great big gigantic list. Then take that list and rank every single item on that list as either a 1, a 2, or a 3. Now, 1 means this is really important. This is a big rock. And if I could get this done in the next 12 weeks, or if it's a longer than a 12-week project, I could get this far on it in the next 12 weeks, it would have an enormous amount of impact on me. 2 means, yes, this is on my list, but it's just not as important as the ones are. And while you're doing this, try to really only make things 1 if you really believe that they are. The others can be 2s. And then there's 3s. 3 means it's on the list, but it's below the 1s and the 2s. There's just no way around it. Yeah, it's on your list, but you're not going to do it, or you even shouldn't do it until you accomplish your 1s or your 2s. So get that list. Now, separate it, 1s, 2s, and 3s. Take all the 2s and the 3s and move them over. Remove them from your list and keep them on your to-do list. Keep them, but separate them from the 1s. Now, if you're like me, and you're like most people, you still have too many 1s. It's just the case. We're all so busy, and everything's important. So we're going to take our list of the 1s, and we're going to do this again one more time with the 1s. Which items on your list now of the 1s are truly 1s of 1s? I mean, really are the big 1s, the big 10. What are 2s on the 1s list, and what are 3s on the 1s list? Now, here's where you need to really get ruthless. You got to get tough. You need to get your 1s list to be no more than 15 items. 10 or less is best, but no more than 15. Now, take those 2s and 3s, the new ones you just made, and move them over and put them on top of the other 2s and 3s that we took before and put them at the top. Now save this, because you're going to want to have a place where all of your to-dos are, you know, they're saved, because if they're just floating around in your head, they're going to interfere with your sleep. They're going to mess with you. So let's put them in the vault. You've got them now. Save, print them out and put them in a file, put them on your computer in the file where you want it to be. We will get to those later. Now look at all of the ones that are left. Now, these should be truly the most important items on your list. And again, like I always say, this is taking your could-do list. Now you're making your should-do list with a much shorter list of things you really should be doing that you can get to focus on. Now, one more thing to do. Rank this list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and so on, in the order of true importance as you see it. Now, after you've done this, just let it sit for 24 hours, make an appointment, look at it again, and agree, yep, I got it right. This is the right order. And if that's true, then pick numbers 1, 2, and 3, and then begin to work to get them done. We're going to focus now like a laser beam on these 3 goals for the next 12 weeks. And you might need help. You're going to need help to get these done. You might have to invest in tools. Talk to companies. Work with other employees. Talk to your boss if you've got one. And get a trusted employee. If you are the doctor, get a trusted employee working on it with you. And then just resolve. Don't decide. Resolve to make sure that in the next 12 weeks, we will work through this every single week, and we will get this done. Now, in 12 weeks, when these are done, take a look at your list and then pick the next 2 or 3 most important tasks and then get them done as well. And here's the thing. If you do this, if you truly do this, and people do, believe me, I can't tell you the stories I've heard. I can't tell you how much gain I've gotten and other people get from this. 12 months from now, you will definitely have accomplished anywhere from around 8 to 12 or more of the big goals, and this is going to change your life. You will feel differently. You will be becoming a different person, and you will get 90% of that gain you were looking for from the great big huge list. You're going to get that from the top 10 should do's. And here's the thing, you really won't care about the other 140 items on your list. When you go back and look at that later, you'll notice that many of them are no longer relevant, don't matter, and no one noticed or cared. And the truth is, here's the truth, you weren't going to do them anyway. You were just going to feel bad about them, that's all. So just keep at it. Keep attacking your list. Do it over and over again. And I call this my deceptively simple, yet extremely powerful tool for getting organized. It's deceptively simple because it's just a list that you rank. So you're going to think, well, I know that. I know how to do that. What's the big deal? That's the deceptively simple part, because odds are most people just don't do it then. And so we're always like planning to get around to doing it. And here's the thing. Years go by. It's amazing how time flies. I start to think about something that I did or when something happened, and I can't believe it was 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 7 years ago. And it's an extremely powerful tool for getting organized because it works. It really works. Just try it. Really commit to it. Try it. Write down your top three goals then for the next 12 weeks, and then go for it. And by the way, when you're working on your goals, there's a wonderful little trick that I've learned from my friend Dave Freeze, and it's to add these two phrases to every goal you create: or more, or sooner. So if you write a goal to build your revenues, let's say to $2 million in 2017, then you should write to generate $2 million in revenue by December 31st, 2017, or sooner. In fact, even better, you should say $2 million in revenues or more by December 31st or sooner. And it just helps you see in your subconscious mind, see a better way to do your goals. Same thing on all the personal goals that you have, all your life goals, all of your professional goals. Okay, I hope this is helpful. The next time we're going to keep moving along now and really talk about some bigger picture thinking and goal setting, and then we'll be talking about execution on all this. So right now, all we're doing is getting our list. That's all you got to do right now. The 12-week plans will come. We're going to work on all this in the next 2 weeks. It's just this list, but really tuned up and right. So you have your top no more than 15, 10 or less is better, and the top three chosen. That's all you got to do now. All right, hang in there, have fun. I'll talk to you soon.